Ripple partners with Kyobo Life to tokenize Korean government bonds. Ripple said on April 16th that it has partnered with Kyobo Life Insurance to pilot the tokenization and settlement of Korean government bonds using its Ripple custody platform. The announcement, surfaced through CoinGecko's newsfeed, positions Kyobo as the first major Korean life insurer to run sovereign debt directly on Ripple rails. XRP was trading at 1.41 as of April 16, 2026, up 4.2% on the day and 5.85% on the week, per live market data. The token's move started before the Kyobo news hit, but accelerated through the morning Asia session. What the pilot actually does? The pilot covers two things: issuing a tokenized representation of Korean government bonds, commonly called KTBs, on a blockchain, and settling trades in those tokens on Ripple custody. Kyobo is a natural partner here because Korean life insurers are among the largest domestic buyers of KTBs. Regulatory capital rules push them to hold long-dated sovereign paper, and the operational cost of managing that portfolio, from coupon reconciliation to repo operations, is exactly what tokenization is pitched to reduce. Ripple has not disclosed the notional size of the pilot, the specific KTB tenors involved, or whether Kyobo will transact with other institutional counterparties during the pilot or only run internal settlement tests. The company also has not clarified whether the tokens run on the XRP ledger, a permissioned sidechain, or a separate ledger reserved for Ripple custody's institutional tier. Why South Korea and why now South Korea has been moving fast on the institutional side of crypto over the past 6 months? UPIT's operator Dunamu recently had a regulator-imposed suspension overturned in court, and BitHum is in the middle of an asset freeze request over a 7 Bitcoin shortfall from a past payout error. Both cases show a South Korean regulatory environment that is actively litigating edge cases rather than freezing the sector, which is what large insurers like Kyobo need before committing balance sheet to a new settlement stack. Ripple has been pitching Ripple Custody, the rebranded Mitako platform, to banks and asset managers in Asia since early 2025. Japan's SBI Group is already a customer. A Korean insurer pilot closes an obvious regional gap and gives Ripple a reference story it can take to other Asian sovereign debt markets. The XRP angle: the pilot is not an XRP token purchase. It does not commit Kyobo to buying XRP, and nothing in the announcement suggests tokenized KTBs will be settled against XRP as a bridge asset. That said, institutional adoption of Ripple custody has historically correlated with XRP network activity, both because some Ripple products do route through XRP ledger, and because the narrative of Ripple is winning institutional deals has been a reliable price catalyst. The 4.2% intraday move in XRP fits that pattern. Traders are pricing in the Kyobo partnership as a signal that more Asian institutional deals are coming, not as a direct earnings event for the token. What is missing from the announcement? A few things readers should watch for in follow-up disclosures. Which chain the tokenized KTBs settle on? If it is the XRP ledger, that is a material data point for network fees and activity. If it is a permissioned Ripple custody chain, the XRP angle is weaker. Whether the Korean Ministry of Economy and Finance, which issues KTBs, has signed off on the pilot, or if this is purely a secondary market tokenization of bonds Kyobo already owns. The pilot scale: a 10 billion won test is a demo. A 1 trillion won program is a real settlement channel. Whether settlement finality is on-chain, or whether the blockchain is a reconciliation layer sitting above an off-chain clearing process. Until those details land, this is a meaningful but narrow story. A top 5 Korean insurer running any sovereign debt on Ripple rails is notable. Whether it grows into a production settlement pipe or stays in a permissioned sandbox is a question for the next round of disclosures.